Good evening, Eartha. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Very good. Wanted to talk with you about a lawsuit that was filed yesterday seeking an injunction on the emergency manager law. And this is a story you've been covering from the very beginning. Why don't you give us a little bit of background and then what this lawsuit's about?
Well, back in March, the governor signed into effect a law that gives what were formerly emergency financial managers much broader powers. They're now emergency managers with the power to void contracts, fire elected officials, sell off community assets. It's really a very broad power over local governments or school districts. And the idea was that this law would pressure local communities into making politically unpopular choices that they need to make to balance the budget. But it's proving quite unpopular around the state now, and people are saying that it actually violates the Constitution by giving unelected people dictatorial powers over local communities.
Well, and we'll go. Do you have a speaker on or a radio on? I'm just getting a lot of feedback.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, it's just the connection, I guess. We'll just work with what we have, Eartha. This caused a lot of controversy even from the very beginning. I mean, from the get-go, there were concerns over this. Are you surprised at all that it's reached the point of this lawsuit?
I'm not surprised. As you said, it's been controversial from the beginning. It cleared the legislature in somewhat record time. It took only a month from when it was first proposed to when it was signed into law. And along the way, Democrats tried to offer many amendments that they thought would promote accountability for emergency managers and things like banning outside compensation for people who take over towns or requiring certain educational background for people who were going to be running school systems. Those amendments and many others failed. But yes, it's been controversial. There are emergency managers already in place in Detroit, or the Detroit Public School System, Benton Harbor, E-Course, and Pontiac. And people around the state are very worried that something similar could happen in their communities. That's why there are 28 plaintiffs in the suit that was filed yesterday in the Ingham County Court. They say that the law violates the Constitution by suspending home rule. They say that the state constitution actually provides for local people to elect their own local representatives, and just because a town is having hard times doesn't mean that that constitutional provision should be circumvented.
Now, when I have discussed, and I've discussed this several times with all sides of this issue, we've talked about the fact that an emergency manager would step in only when things were in pretty dire straits. You mentioned off the top, you used the phrase, or in my words, pressuring the community and the school district to do certain things. Is it possible that the governor didn't mean for that to be the direct, for it to be pressure, that it was meant to help in a situation?
Well, I guess it's a matter of perspective. I think both supporters and opponents of the law agree that one of the intents is to pressure or support communities in making tough decisions. The problem is that some people say that it's not fair. I talked with the governor's office about this today. How do you respond to this concern that the law is violating several tenets of the Michigan Constitution? And he said through his spokesperson that the intent was to get communities to make decisions that would allow them to preserve core services and that he hopes to never have to appoint an emergency manager. That could well be true, but it doesn't change the fact that under the law as it stands, an emergency manager could be appointed to, many Michigan communities because the criteria are quite broad, for state intervention. So, perhaps no more emergency managers will be appointed, but the law as it stands remains controversial because of these constitutional issues that exist.
What is the lawsuit seeking actually as you've been covering this?
The lawsuit is asking the court to freeze the law, so that the recently expanded powers that the emergency managers have, they wouldn't have those powers anymore. They would go back to just having control over the finances. So things like making academic decisions for a school district would not be possible. That's something that's been allowed through this change. Disbanding city council keeping them from making decisions, that would not be allowed if the law were to be frozen. The court may or may not choose to issue an injunction, but it should be interesting to see what they eventually make of this case. As one of the attorneys that is part of the coalition that filed this told me, it's pretty much untested legal water. There isn't this hasn't happened in Michigan before, and I've not found another case anywhere in the country where state government is treating local government in this way.
Well, it's kind of untested from both ends, isn't it? From the emergency manager law and this lawsuit.
Right. It's a new law, and it remains to be seen how a court will interpret that. One argument that I thought was interesting that they're making is that this violates the Headley Amendment, which said that it bans unfunded mandates. Under the law as it passed in March, local communities are responsible for paying the salary and the expenses of an emergency manager, if one's appointed, as well as all of the employees and contractors that emergency manager hires, and their legal expenses and insurance. And in some cases, those costs can be substantial, especially for a place that already is having a budget crisis. So I'm going to be particularly interested to see how the court treats that argument.
Well, there are so many facets to this. The 28 plaintiffs, we won't list them all, but who are part of the plaintiffs?
Well, there are people from the cities that already have emergency managers. They're people from towns like Jackson, where there's been some questions raised as to whether they ought to have an emergency manager. And there are people from other places like Traverse City, for example, where, there isn't an immediate crisis, but people are offended by the idea that they could be, that they could lose their local officials.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to be seen. In your coverage of all of this, Eartha, has there been progress made in Benton Harbor, for example, where they have an emergency manager, or the Detroit Public Schools?
Progress in what sense? I mean, there have been some changes made, that's clear. It sounds like the Benton Harbor emergency manager has moved forward with consolidating and downsizing the police and firefighting forces there. That's a move that he says is going to save the city money. I think it, remains to be seen how the city fares when he's done with rearranging the budget. Several people, some communities like Pontiac and Hamtramck and point out, and the Detroit Public School System, too, says that, emergency managers have left them deeper in debt than when they started. So this current crop of emergency managers really, will show us a lot.
Well, they will. I appreciate very much you catching us up on all of this. I'm going to keep your number. We'll be talking again as this lawsuit goes on. Thank you for making us aware of it and giving us your perspective.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.